This is HPR episode 1802 entitled, An Interview with Emily Hampton, a Linux Fest Northwest volunteer, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by David Whitman, and is about 7 minutes long. The summary is, An Interview with Emily Hampton, a Linux Fest Northwest volunteer.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
This is David Whitman, and I'm at the Linux Fest Northwest with a volunteer. And tell us your name.
My name is Emily Hampton.
And her husband Arthur is standing here, but he's not going to be talking apparently. So I wanted to get a perspective of the Linux Fest from someone who does volunteer work that's maybe one of the unsung heroes of the Linux Fest that helps put it together. So how many years have you been working on the fest, Emily?
I have been a volunteer organizer for, this is my third fest that I've helped organize.
And have you attended other years then?
Yes, I have. This is my fifth fest. This is the fifth year I've been to the fest.
But three that you worked as?
Yes.
On the organizing committee?
Yes.
What tasks have you done for the organizing committee?
When we started, I suggested that we get a Google Plus page, and everyone said they didn't have time to run it, so I volunteered to run the Google Plus page. Also, the first year that I volunteered was the first year that we'd had Settlemyer Hall, and we needed the pipe and drape. We needed a vendor for the pipe and drape for the gold sponsor booths. So I was the one who called around to do that originally.
Okay, and what jobs are you doing this year?
Not much. I'm still doing the Google Plus promotion. And at the fest, I've just been running errands when people need me to.
Okay, so have you had a lot of errands to run then?
Not a lot.
Pretty well organized fest.
Yeah, I've just been helping out where I can. If I see something that needs to be done and don't see a whole lot of people to do it, I'll step in and do.
How many volunteers do you think there are?
I'm not the one who has the numbers on that. I can tell you that without the BTC students, we could not run the fest. They're just they are absolutely wonderful. They are so organized. I came in Friday and told them to put me somewhere to do something, but there was nothing to do. They had already organized everything. It was wonderful. They're fantastic.
Okay, how many people do you think are attending this year?
I was told this morning that we had, let me think. 1,000 people register yesterday, and we still have people will still register today. So,
there was 1,000 daytime registrations yesterday.
1,000 daytime registrations
plus
yesterday.
Plus the free registrations.
Plus the people who just no. Altogether,
1,000 badges.
A thousand badges were given out. During yesterday's fest, yes.
Okay, and then, do you live here in Bellingham?
No, I don't. I used to, but I'm actually living down in the Olympia area now. So I do a lot of, I try to do some of the tasks that I can do remotely.
Okay.
For the org committee.
How many people do you think are on the org committee?
It's hard to say because I'm not physically present at the meetings now. We're using Google Hangouts for the meetings because we have a few other members who also come in, dial in remotely. So I don't get to see how many people are there.
So Jacob Perry is still the big cheese then. Is that correct?
He's our spokesman, he is our webmaster, and he has wonderful ideas.
Yeah, and he of course is in Portland, so
yeah,
he's
working
for the fest as a kind of a remote volunteer also.
Yeah, he's also mostly a remote volunteer. He came up 2 weeks. He came up a week ago, to start getting things ready at BTC. Though,
what first got you interested in the Linux Fest?
My husband brought me to my first Linux Fest in 2010, and I liked the community aspect of it. I grew up in a household. My mother is a diehard libertarian, and so I grew up with the idea of free speech, and that is something that I really like about Linux, is the free as in speech aspect. The free as in beer aspect, well, it's a nice perk, but I'm more into the free as in speech.
Then you run Linux on your personal computers?
I actually am now.
Okay. What distribution do you like the most?
Well, I'm running OpenSUSE on my computer at home, and my darling, wonderful husband has rooted my Chromebook, and I'm running Debian Jesse on that one.
Oh, didn't Debian Jesse just come out yesterday?
It was in beta testing though, so he put the beta on for me.
Shall we put Arthur on the spot here for a moment?
Certainly, he would love it.
What do you run on your laptops and your computers, Arthur?
Right now, I run Nopix for whenever I'm at somebody else's computer.
Okay.
And on my, so Nopix, also on my hard drive, on my laptop, I have Windows, but I hardly ever touch it. I'm usually running Nopix off of it.
Off of a live USB? Is that how you run it?
Off of USB. And what else? I'm also running Chrome OS on my Chromebook right now,
Okay. Though
I may root it later.
And how many years have you used Linux then?
Since sometime in the 90s, I can't give you an exact date.
Okay, so you're a longtime user?
Yes.
Well, it's been nice to talk to you too, and enjoy the rest of the fest, and you can look for your episode to be uploaded at some point to Hacker Public Radio. In fact, I'll put it on Google Plus so you'll be able to see it there.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, David.
Thank you for your volunteering.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.